Happy New Year, art lovers everywhere. This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to This City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. The arts communities of the KLCC listening area are in a jubilant New Year mood, and wherever you are, something exciting is happening for you to take in online or real time. Beach dweller or beach tripper, don't let the rain stop you. That's the very best sort of weather for gallery hopping. I have my eye on the Push Pin and Clothesline show at the Newport Visual Arts Center. The all-original Lincoln County art is either pinned to a clothesline or must be hung with four or fewer pushpins. That sounds like a fun, family-friendly frolic. In Corvallis at the Arts Center, the main gallery has an intriguing show by sculptor Tammy Frame and multimedia artist Erica Ryer called Singular Mythologies. Both artists have created visual mythologies around what it means to be a woman. Female figures coming out of clouds with feathers for eyes and colored blue? Yes, please. In Eastern Oregon, the High Desert Museum has an exhibit called The Image Hunter, which has a cool backstory. An Italian artist named Hinti took a three-month road trip in the footsteps of Uber bird artist John James Audubon. This show is Hinti's art response to Audubon, including shadow boxes, sketchbooks, etchings, and murals. One word, gotta see it. I did promise you some online options. Roseburg's Umpqua Valley Arts has all their exhibits in a 3D online, including a lush exhibit of POW! Right between your eyes, black and white photographs by Eugene artists Walt and Sandy O'Brien. Well, this has been a whirlwind tour, but wait, there's more. In Springfield at the Emerald Art Center, there's an exhibit of the Plein Air Pandemic Painters, and the New Zone and Photo Zone have an opening event this Friday evening from 5 to 9. This is This City on KLCC. I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.